The Create and Thrive Podcast, episode 63. What's your definition of success? Keep thinking about what you really want and not what society or other people have told you is what you should be doing or thinking or being.
I'm Jess Van Den, and this is the Create and Thrive Podcast. A former school teacher, I turned my handmade hobby into a thriving business, and I also teach other creatives how to do the same. My goal is to help you learn how to turn your creative hobby into a thriving, profitable business. So let's get learning.
Hey Thrivers, Jess here. Welcome to another episode of the Create and Thrive Podcast. It's awesome to be with you as always. I'm just home from my yoga retreat last week, which was amazing. 4 days with my Sangha. That's my community of fellow students and my teachers for my yoga teacher training. And we also were there with another group from the city who are undertaking the same training with the same teachers. So they kind of brought our two groups together and it was really fun. We had a lot of laughs and a lot of talking about, you know, deep stuff and a lot of asana, so yoga practice, and a lot of meditation. And we learnt some pranayama, which is breathing practices. So it was very, very freeing and it was great to kind of switch off from the world. I went offline for 4 days. My phone was on airplane mode. I didn't get on the internet. I didn't take calls or anything for 4 days. I just wanted to live in the moment, in the experience. And it went by in the blink of an eye. It was so quick. But it was amazing fun. We sang, we danced, we had to write a skit and perform it. So we did all sorts of things and it was a good thing. It was, really kind of refreshing and restarting, and I'm excited to now, you know, get back to work this week and continue my own practice. So that's what I've been up to. It's been quite nice, and I'm also excited because one of my dearest friends is visiting me this weekend. So it's all on the up and up for me at the moment, which is lovely. And something else that's quite exciting, if you haven't already seen, this week I'm actually running a giveaway. I'm giving away 1 whole year of membership to the Thriver Circle to celebrate the fact that the new program, Your Year to Thrive, is launching with the next membership opening, which is next week. If you're listening to this, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just after I've published it, Thriver Circle membership is opening on the 12th of July. This is 2016. And it will be open for 48 hours. But right now, you can head over to the blog, createandthrive.com/thrivewin, and enter to win a year, whole year of membership to the Thriver Circle. By the way, this is open to current members. You guys should know about this already because I've put it in the Facebook group and emailed you, but in case you somehow missed both of those things and you are a current member of the Thriver Circle, it is open to you as well. So don't hesitate to go over and join in the giveaway. It's one of those ones where you just, you know, you pin an image or you share it on your Instagram. There's lots of different ways, lots of different kind of social sharing ways that you can enter. And the more kind of ways that you enter, there's like 5 or 6 different things you can do, the more points you get towards potentially winning. So don't miss out on that if you really want to join us in the Thriver Circle and you want to join us for the Your Year to Thrive program, because this membership will cover an entire year. So it will also mean you gain access to the entire Your Year to Thrive program. If you haven't heard me talk about that yet, head on over to Your Year to Thrive. That's T-O. YourYearToThrive.com. It's a brand new program I'm launching exclusively for my Thriver Circle members, and it is a year-long program. So there's 13 modules, 52 weeks, and in it I take you on a journey through everything you need to learn and do, basically to either start, revamp, or deepen your business. So yeah, I'm really excited that that's starting very soon and we get to start that program. And of course, one of the best things about it is that you're not going to be doing it by yourself. You know, this retreat really, really reminded me of the power of the Sangha or the community, you know, the power of having like-minded people around you who get it, who understand, who are on the same, well, no one's on the same journey, on a similar journey, on a similar path, who you can turn to for support and advice and friendship. And when you're struggling, you know, those are the people who have your back. And that's what the Survivor Circle is as well, you know. So that's why I'm making this program for the Thriver Circle, because I want everybody to be doing it together and be supporting each other and helping each other out. And of course, I'm in there as well, you know, giving you my help and support. So that's what it's all about, really, is that community and that support through throughout this journey that we're all taking. You know, we're all at different stages. We all have different things we're struggling with at different times. But over time, we will all come up against the same or similar challenges. And that's where having a group of people who are, you know, a lot of them will be further ahead on the path and can help you. And then in time, you can then help someone else who's coming up behind you on the path. So that's what community is all about. And that's why it's so powerful to be part of a positive, supportive community. And it can really make all of the difference in the world to sticking with it through the challenges and the hard times and when things are going wrong, because things will always go wrong for everybody at some stage or another. And yeah, knowing there's someone there you can talk to makes a huge difference in sticking with it, you know. And sticking with it brings me sort of around to what I want to talk to you about today in detail, and that is success. Now, when I say the word success, what immediately pops into your head? So I want to talk to you a little bit about this, because if you don't actually have a clear idea of what success means to you, you may find yourself doing the wrong things and taking the wrong fork in the road. A lot of us have this pressure on us, or this mental map, or this idea in our head of what success is, that we've basically been programmed with by our parents, our friends, our society. You know, it tells us that success is you get a good job, a stable job, you buy a nice house, you get married, you have kids, you go on a holiday once a year, you know, all of those sorts of things. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things. But we are definitely programmed with this idea of what success is. You know, working hard, doing a job that is basically doing something that's safe and secure, that you kind of don't mind. I think that's shifting now, you know, with my generation and the younger ones coming through. I think there's definitely a shift towards trying to find work that you love. But for some of us and people who are older than me, there's definitely still that idea of security being kind of the number one thing. And the scary thing is that's a fairy tale, and it's a fallacy. There's no such thing anymore, really, as a totally secure job. You're not going to, you know, start with a company when you're young and stay with that same company forever. It's just kind of gone by the wayside. So the idea that financial security and success will come through finding a secure and stable job is kind of a bit outmoded and kind of false as well, really. It's funny, now that I've been doing what I've done for many years, you know, being self-employed and being an entrepreneur, coming up with my own businesses and making them happen, I actually feel that the complete opposite is true. The idea of going and getting a job seems really risky and scary to me. It actually seems like a big gamble, because if I did that, I'm at someone else's mercy. You know, they can hire me, they can fire me, they can tell me what to do, they can make me do stuff that makes me unhappy or that might go against what I want for my life, or they might just work me too hard and expect too much of me for what they pay. You know, I've got a lot of friends who are in this situation where they're kind of stuck in a job that's demanding more than it should from them. You know, these are people at a high professional level who aren't, they don't like it. They don't enjoy it. It's stressful. It's hard and it's unpleasant, but they're stuck. They're stuck because that they're in the system. They can't see a way out. They can't see how they can afford their mortgages, by doing something different. You know, it's that, you know, it's that thing where you're in a situation, you've, it's the sunk cost, really. You know, oh, I've been in this job for X amount of years. I've climbed this many rungs on the ladder. And if I give up now, what's the point? You know, I need to hang on for that retirement package, or, you know, that raise in salary or whatever else. I have a dear friend of mine who's in this situation, and she's been very unhappy with her work for a long time now. And we always end up having this discussion when we see each other, and, you know, she tells me what's going on and I tell her what I'm going to tell you. And that is that life is too short to spend every day, all day from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. or whatever it is, doing something that makes you sad or angry or frustrated or doesn't use your full potential, or that, you know, that is just no good for your mental or physical health. Things are not worth that. You know, material things aren't worth that pain because you can't take them with you. And, you know, you can always get them again. There's always, I don't believe in things happen for a reason, or that there's any plan, or I don't believe that there's any higher power directing our lives. But I do have this weird faith that things will work out if you are smart about it and you trust yourself to make good decisions. So coming back to this idea of success, you know, so what does success mean to you? You have to figure it out. You know, you have all these ideas of what other people have told you over the years, over your lifetime, of what success means to you, or what it should mean to you, I should say. But have you ever actually taken a step back from that and analyzed it and gone, is this really what I want? Will this version of success, this idea, is it actually going to make me happy? Or is it just what I'm doing because it's what I think I should be doing? Because it's what who I am, or what I should be doing because of X, Y, Z. You know, I have 3 degrees. I have 3 bachelor's degrees, science, arts, and education. That was 6+ years of university. I'm still paying it off. You know, logic says that I should be working a job in one of those fields because I spent all that money learning that stuff, right? You know, that the old Jess would have thought that way. She would have been like, oh, well, this is what I should do because it's what I've invested my money into. And I did for a while. You know, I worked in education. And funnily enough, you know, here I am helping, teaching. So I am actually still using a lot of what I learned, but in a kind of unusual or alternative path to the traditional. So has this been the case for you? Do you have this idea that you've invested you've invested time or money in something, whether it be education or a job or anything else? You know, it could be in your stuff in your personal life, a marriage, a relationship, whatever it is, you know, and you're just staying with it because, well, I've spent this much time investing myself in it, so I should just stay because otherwise I've wasted my time. I think that's a really scary and bad way to think about things, because then you just stay stuck doing something or being in a situation that makes you unhappy because you chose, an earlier version of you chose this path. The thing to realize is that every single day is new and you are not the person you were yesterday. Every day is a chance to be someone new. Every moment's a chance to be someone new. One of my teachers on the weekend gave a really good talk about self, about the existence of the self. And I'm going to get a little bit philosophical on you here, so bear with me. But, you know, the idea, when you really, when you sit back and meditate and you spend a lot of time doing this, you actually, and I'm going to tell you this, but you may not believe me because you've not had the experience. You actually realize that there's no one home. There's not actually a controller in your brain. There's not an entity that is Jess. There's not a kind of steady, endless self that is this identity known as Jess. Your brain is a process, and processes are continually ongoing and continually changing. And when you spend a lot of time meditating and watching your brain work, because, you know, that's what you do, is you watch your thoughts arise and fall, and you basically try to observe what's going on in your mind without actually getting caught up in it, which is really hard. It's always going to be hard, but it's very, very interesting. And you realize that you really aren't in control of what's going on a lot of the time. You know, there's no master controller. It's just arising and falling away. Thoughts arise, they fall away. Sometimes they arise and you get embroiled in them. And this is how we get worry and anxiety and stress, because a thought pops up in our mind and we get snared by it. And then we keep going over it and over it and over it. And if you know how brains work, you know, they're all neural pathways, right? So the more that you think a thought, the easier it is for your brain to think that thought, because you're establishing a neural pathway in your brain. And that's what's happening when anxiety hits and you have anxious cyclical thoughts, is that you're just reinforcing it over and over again, and why it's hard to break that pattern, that neurological pattern in your brain. So, you know, if you're holding on to some idea that there is some, you know, some kind of eternal you that's never changing, it's not actually the case. You know, you can change your brain. You can change your thoughts. You can actually alter what's going on in your mind and choose something different. You know, you actually have the power to change your thoughts, which change who you are, which can change the direction of your life. Okay, so reeling it back in from the philosophy and the neuroscience here. But my point stands is that you have these neural pathways that have been established of people telling you over your lifetime what you should be doing, what's right, what's wrong, and what it means to be successful. But is that the truth for you, for who you want to be? Maybe at this moment in time, who you are, it is the truth, but maybe it's not the truth for who you want to be in the future. You know, I use this this idea in my head, and I talk about past Jess and future Jess and present Jess. So sometimes, you know, I'll be, let's do something really mundane, like I'll have a cup of coffee and the coffee mug will be finished and I'll take it to the sink and put it down. And in that moment, I've got two options. I can wash it up immediately and put it in the drainer, or I can leave it for later. So part of me, you know, if I get that lazy impulse because I'm doing something else or I'm distracted, I'm like, hang on a second. Future Jess is not going to be happy with present Jess if she makes this decision, because she's going to have to come back and deal with the problem. If I just deal with it now, it's done. And, you know, this sort of concept of past you and future you and present you can be really helpful, because you can go, okay, well, past Jess thought this way about something. Present Jess is considering the options. What will make future Jess most happy when I look at this decision, you know, that I'm looking at right now? If I'm thinking about success and what that means to me right in this moment in time, is it something I need to re-examine? Is it something I need to kind of crack open the door of and peer inside again and actually see if it's still the truth for present Jess? And if it's still going to be the truth for future Jess? Or is there some change I need to make, or a new direction I need to take to make her happier? So what does success mean to you? And I know I'm talking about business, yes, but your business and your life are not separate entities. They're part of the same continuum. You know, what happens in your work affects the rest of your life and vice versa. So when I'm talking about what success means to you, there's multiple levels to think about it. You know, there's the financial level. You know, what level of money do you need to feel successful and to feel happy and to feel safe? What sort of relationships do you want to cultivate around you to feel successful? You know, do you want a happy marriage? Do you want to be by yourself? Do you want children? Do you not want children? Do you want a lot of friends? Do you like being alone and having that freedom to do what you want? It's different for everybody, you know, so that's that level of relationships. What about, you know, your health, your mental and physical health? When you wake up in the morning and you go to bed at night, you know, my mum, who struggled with depression for her whole life and has had some really hard times, very, very hard times with it. She's been very sick sometimes. She says to me these days, she's like, you know what? If I can wake up in the morning and I feel happy, that's all that matters. That's it. That is success to her. That is because she spent so much of her life waking up in the morning and not feeling happy. So many years waking up feeling anxious or depressed or scared or sad, that for her, success is simply knowing, because of the way she's managing her illness now, that she can wake up and she can be pretty certain she's going to wake up tomorrow morning feeling good about life. That's success. So, you know, with your health and your fitness and how you feel physically and mentally, what does success mean to you? And how can you move towards attaining that? And of course, when I say attaining it, nothing's ever attained for good, is it really? It's always a process. This is a journey. It's a process. Success is an ongoing thing. What means success to you right now might not be what it is in 5 years, but nevertheless, if you don't have a clear idea and a clear vision for what will make you happy and when you will feel successful, you'll kind of be forever on this treadmill of, well, actually, it's more like a hamster wheel going round and round and round and round and round and never actually getting anywhere. So I this podcast really, it's a conversation that I'm having with your brain. I'm asking questions. I'm talking about possibly some kind of scary and difficult stuff here. And this might be stuff that I've said in this podcast that you totally disagree with and you think I'm wrong and you think I'm crazy, but I still want you to just bear with me and think about it, you know. And if nothing else, think about that question and try to come up with an answer. What does success mean to you? And if you want to just apply this to the level of your business, that's awesome, because that is a really important step, because it will help you make decisions into the future about what you do in your business. You know, what do you want your business to be? What will it look like the day you wake up and go, my business is a success? What would you have achieved? How much money will you be making? What will you be selling? Who will you be selling it to? How much will you be selling? Where will your work be? You know, will it be in a certain shop? Will it be in a certain gallery? Will it be being worn or in the home of someone specific? Will you have been featured somewhere particular? You know, will you feel a certain way? You know, will you feel competent, or will you feel like you've got it all figured out, or will your product photos be amazing? You know, what is that kind of ephemeral moment? You know, can you define it? Can you say, I will feel successful, or I will feel that my business is successful when X happens, or Y or Z happens, or maybe X, Y, and Z happens, whatever that happens to be for you? Or will it be something like, my business will be a success when I can afford to take my family on a 2-week vacation? Will my business will be a success when I can afford to buy a new car for the family? Or will my business will be a success when I can afford to buy that thing that I've always wanted to buy, or pay this much off our mortgage, or afford that course I really want to do, or pay these certain bills? Or, you know, will it be a success when I can wake up in the morning and not have to stress about money? There's so many different ways to define success. So define it for yourself. But do realize that, you know, what you define as a success right now, write it down. I highly encourage you to write it down, date it, and put it somewhere safe. And then as time goes on, and if you can, like, if you can define a timeline, say, like, within 2 years or 3 years or 5 years or whatever it might be, if you can't, that's cool. It's not a problem. But write it down and then refer back to it. You know, don't just put it away somewhere and then never think about it again. Put a note in your calendar that reminds you to pull it out in 6 months' time, 12 months' time, 2 years' time, and review that and see how far you've come towards that goal, or whether that is even still relevant to you, because you're not going to be the same person in 6 months, 12 months, 2 years' time that you are right now. Life will change, you will change, things will happen, and they might change the course of your life, and they might change what success means to you. So by coming back and reviewing that, you can, you know, really kind of get a clear idea over and over again. This is not a one-time thing. This is an ongoing thing you need to keep thinking about. What does success mean to you? When will I feel successful? What do I need to do or change or develop in myself or my life or my business to feel successful? And success and happiness are really closely interrelated, aren't they? I mean, it's hard to feel happy if you feel like a failure. We all feel like failures quite regularly. Probably every day we fail at something. And that's just life, you know. But it's how you define failure. You know, what is failure? Okay. And are you going to let it stop you from trying again? Because I think you only really fail if you give up for good on something that you really want. I don't think it matters if you do it and you, like, for me, yoga is a perfect example of this, and why it's such a big part of my life is it's so instructive in so many ways. For example, at the moment, there's a couple of poses I'm working towards. Some of the more difficult things, like, you know, handstands and stuff like that, inversions, arm balances that look fancy. But I'm not doing them because they look fancy. Sure, that's fun. I can take a nice photo and put it on my Instagram and say, look what I can do. Great, you know, whoop-de-doo. It's not actually about the end product. It's not actually about the Instagram photo. What it is about the process. And it's about evolution, really. Like, that process of trying and learning and trying again and learning and trying again. For me, working on a particular pose in my yoga practice, it's a microcosm of life. You know, the only time I'm ever going to fail is when I stop trying. And so, you know, the amount of times I've tried some of these poses and just failed to actually attain the pose or hold it or whatever is innumerable and immeasurable, and it doesn't matter, because the point is that I'm learning and trying and challenging myself to do something that's hard, that takes time. Like, it's these things are not things you can just throw your body into without lots of preparation and practice and learning how this muscle works and where I need to put that limb and how I need to turn my foot. And like, there's all these tiny little incremental changes for each of these poses that you can make. And you never finish learning. Like, even if you get it, you never stop experimenting and trying something slightly different. And it's about the mental challenge and the mental journey more than anything else. Sure, my body's getting stronger and more flexible and all those sorts of things, which is wonderful, and I'm loving that. But it really comes down to what it does in my mind every time I try one of these things. And I see the progress that I've made, you know, something that I had absolutely no chance of attaining, you know, a few weeks or months ago, I can actually almost do, or, you know, I've come a lot closer to it. Or I can hold that handstand for another second longer or something. And then I feel that flush of success, of happiness, of achievement, that I've made progress. And that is amazing. And it's also about having fun with it. You know, I don't want you to think that this is all like super serious. Because it's not, you know, the amount of times I try one of these yoga poses and completely fall, like fully stack it and fall over, you know what happens? I laugh about it. It makes me laugh. I don't get angry. I don't get sad. I don't get frustrated. Okay, occasionally I get frustrated, let's be honest. However, the vast majority of time when I come out of one of these things I've been trying, I just smile or laugh and go, that was fun. You know, the process is fun. The challenge is fun. And don't I look like an idiot right now? Isn't that funny? Because who cares? You know, it doesn't matter. No one's watching me. And even if they are, I still fall over and laugh because I think it's funny. And I want you to try to bring that sense of lightness and fun to your life as well and to your definition of success. You know, find out what makes you smile and what makes you laugh and what makes you feel light and happy and free and confident, and work out how to bring more of that into your life and into your business. Don't take it all so seriously, you know. If something goes wrong, do your best to fix it and do it with a smile and just let it go. And do the same thing again and again and again, and you'll make progress and you'll learn things, and hopefully you will make steps towards whatever that elusive moment of success is for you. And really, even if you don't attain it, gosh, it'll be fun. It'll be a challenge, and that's what it's all about, is life is a challenge and trying new things and experimenting and getting up when you fall over and laughing at yourself when you fall over, rather than berating yourself for not being perfect or for making a mistake. Because we all make mistakes and nobody is immune from that. You're not alone. You're not the first nor the last person to make this mistake. So the best thing you can do is learn from it and then let it go. And keep going and keep trying and keep experimenting and keep laughing and keep thinking about what you really want and not what society or other people have told you is what you should be doing or thinking or being, or even me. You don't have to listen to me. I'm just sharing my own knowledge from my own journey in my own life. That's all I can do. That's all anybody can do when they're sharing, when they're teaching or sharing advice. There'll be things that I say that you'll agree with. There'll be things that I say that you don't agree with. There might be things that I say that you don't agree with now, but you think back in 3 or 5 years' time and go, oh, maybe she was onto something. Or maybe not. I don't know. And frankly, doesn't matter. What matters is that you think and that you work it out for yourself. I think that's the most important thing of all. Is believing in yourself, believing that you know what is best for you and that you have the power to work it out and to chase your dream, whatever that may be. And that's what I want to help you do. You know, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm talking to you, because I want you to feel successful every day when you wake up. I want you to feel happy every day when you wake up. I want you to be doing something that makes you light up rather than something that makes you shut down. And if I can help you do that, then my life will be worthwhile and I would have made a difference. And that's all we can hope, I think, that we can do in the lives of other people is make a positive difference. Wow, that got heavy, didn't it? I hope you're still here and you're still, you know, you've gotten through all the philosophy and the deep and meaningful conversation we've had today. I love talking about this stuff and it, you know, it really matters to me. And what does success mean to me, you might be thinking. That might have come up in your brain at some stage. And it's a lot of things. Like, there's not one particular answer. I feel, and I felt for a long time now, that my businesses are successful. You know, they're running well. They're running relatively smoothly. 99% of the time I'm having positive interactions and I'm making people happy. I'm providing services in this world that are positive, that are useful, and that are, I believe, good. You know, I'm I'm privileged enough to wake up every morning and know that I'm in charge of my life and what I do every day, and I'm not beholden to anyone else. And that's when I talked about this right near the beginning of the episode, where I said that for me, the idea of having a job is scary because that seems dangerous. You know, the way I live my life now, because I have gone through this process and developed these businesses for myself, with help, of course. I've never alone. I've always had support and help, you know, from whatever that way that may be. Nick's been an amazing support to me. You know, my family, my parents have always believed in me, and I think that makes a big difference. They've always told me I could do what I needed to do or wanted to do with my life. So that's made a huge difference in my life. But I believe, you know, I know in myself that I'll be okay. Even if it all fell apart tomorrow for whatever reason, I know I could pick myself back up and start another business and make it a success, and it would be okay. So that's why, for me, being an entrepreneur and being a business person, it feels safe. It's actually the safe path for me because I believe that I can make it work. And, you know, if you want to be successful in business, you really have to believe that you can be as well. And ultimately, success for me, again, it's pretty much really, when you come down to brass tacks, it's the same as it is to my mom. And that's, I know that tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up and I'm going to feel good about my life, and I'm going to feel happy about where I am and who I am. And I think that's the best definition of success there is, really, at least for me. And I know that I'm doing good work in the world and that I'm helping people, and that's enough. So if you have had any epiphanies while listening to this episode, I'd love to know what they are. If you want to share, please do share with me and the rest of our community. You can come on over to the blog, createandthrive.com, and look for episode 63 and share your thoughts or your epiphanies or your challenges or whatever in the comments with us. I'd love to read them. Or send me an email. I'm happy to chat by email as well. If you're an iTunes listener, I hope that you have subscribed, and I'd love, love, love to hear what you think. If you're willing to leave a rating and a review, that would be amazing. But finally, don't forget to go enter that giveaway, because I'd love for you to be part of the Thriver Circle community. I'm sure a lot of you are. I've had a lot of emails actually and messages from you, from listeners saying they can't wait to join us next week when membership opens. So I'm so excited to welcome a new amazing bunch of people into our already wonderful hundreds of members strong Thriver Circle. So I hope you do join us, even if you don't win. And as always, you can find out more over on the Thriver Circle website. That's just thrivercircle.com. But yeah, enter the competition. Just head over to the Create and Thrive blog this week and you'll find the link. And I hope that I've given you some food for thought in this episode. And I hope that you wake up tomorrow feeling optimistic and confident about what success means to you, and that you can make that happen in your own life. Thanks for listening, Thrivers. I'm Jess Van Den. This has been the Create and Thrive podcast for another week. And goodbye for now.